Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got the Warren County YMCA Adult Sports Program Director, Mr. Tom Glenn. Always a joy to catch up with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing real well.
Good, good. Last time I saw you was the Old Timers game, 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yes,
it was.
Had
a good time with that.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Again, kudos to you and the staff for putting together a nice day, a fun day.
Yeah, we did, and the Lord helped too. So
yes, it did.
It was beautiful, a great weather.
Beautiful weather. And,
and then last week we had the Tim Chick.
Yeah, the Tim Chick
Memorial Tournament. That went well. They had 16 teams for their first tournament, and it was a great time. We had teams from all over. They had a team that placed first from Astoria, Illinois, and some of the folks were from Abingdon and other places, and then there was a team from Davenport that got second.
Oh, wow.
And one of the local team, Tim Sanders' team from Galesburg and Monmouth area, got third, and fourth place went to Galesburg's Dirtyburg. So it was a good tournament, and I think Rick and Dina had a great day, and Derek, and it was just a great fundraiser for a great kid.
Yeah, and you graciously donated your time all day long umpiring at Monmouth Park, so kudos to you as well.
Oh, I just had a blast. I love the game.
Yeah, I know we talk softball all the time. So, all right, let's talk some YMCA, Warren County YMCA, adult sports, all kinds of things. As usual, no surprise, all kinds of things going on.
Well, the first thing out of the thing is we've got a new adult sport we're going to give a whirl. It's called team handball. And, Sean, I'm sure you've seen it in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a fast-paced, exciting game. It puts together hockey, soccer, water polo, and basketball. It is a unique sport. He's even got a little football in it because there's a little contact. It's not a non-contact sport. So we are looking forward to it. It's going to be on Tuesday nights. On Tuesday, September 12th, we're going to have a free clinic to explain the rules to anyone that is 18 and older. We're going to explain the rules to them and the fundamentals of the game and how to play. We're going to have to convert a few rules because we're going to use the armory is where we're going to play. So we're going to use some smaller courts. So we're, instead of being 6-on-6, we're going to play 5-on-5. So we'll have 5 out on the floor and a goalie. So it can be 6 members. We are going to do the first year as a pickup league. And what I mean by that is you come the first night, learn how to play, and then you come the next week, and we just pick up teams as we go so folks can play. They will start with pickup games at 5:45 and go all through the evening so they can come in. If they don't get off work till 7, they can still come in. We'll put them in that next game. The games last about 55 minutes, so we try to keep them on the hour. So, but to explain team handball, for those of you who don't know what it is, you use a soccer net, an indoor soccer net, a smaller net, and you use a ball that's about the size of a water polo ball, and you throw it into the net. But you can't throw it outside of the three-point line.
Right,
so
right.
19'8" is the three-point line. So you can run and jump and land inside that after you release the ball. You can only hold the ball. It's the three rule. You can only hold it for 3 seconds. You can only dribble it 3 times, and you must go somewhere with your dribble. You can't stand and dribble. You must go somewhere, and then you have to take a shot within 3 seconds. So there's no stalling in the game or anything. It's a very fast-paced game. Some games will score 50, 60 goals in
a
game as they get started. With 5 on the floor, we'll play with 1 center, 2 corners, and then 2 shooters is what they call it. And so that way, everybody will get a chance to enjoy this game. And it's there's red cards. There's penalties like hockey. You can get a 2-minute penalty. You can get a 3-minute major. So it's really combines a lot of sports into one. And it's taken off right now. It's one of the hottest new games in the United States. But over the worldwide, it's been a sport for a long time.
It's one of my, we talked off the air, it's one of my favorite sports to watch in the Olympics, in the Summer Olympics. And it, like you said, it's very fast-paced. I mean, it's not like you're running up and down the floor. You're not running constantly, but you're always kind of moving maybe laterally, and you're always moving.
Right.
So you don't have to be an extremely, I mean, you got to be a soccer player. You got to run up and down the field,
right?
You know, numerous times.
Anybody can play this game,
sure.
As I've watched on television. I've watched a lot of video. If you go to YouTube and you look up how to play team handball, there's a great video of how to play the game so you can get some quick understanding. The thing I'm excited about it is it's something different, something new, to get more folks involved and get off the couch, get off the video games. We want college kids to come in from Monmouth College.
I think this would be huge with the college. I really do.
I think it would be fun for them to come out. And we're going to play it on Tuesday night, so it shouldn't interfere with too much. It's the same night as our basketball league normally. We don't start basketball until in October. We're just going to run this for 5 weeks. The first week is free. The second week and beyond is $20 for a four-week session, or they can pay $750 if they just drop in for a night to see what it's like. So we encourage everybody to come out. We're excited about it. I've studied up on it and learned the rules, and there's some fouling that's legal and fouling that's not. You can't
like
hold, you can't right. hold, but you can push, you can lean, you know. It's a little more aggressive than basketball, so I've talked to some of the guys around town that think that they're going to give it a try, and they liked football, so they like the aggressiveness of it, the running, and a lot of them like the idea that the ball can't stay in somebody's hand more than 3 seconds. You know, you got to move it.
You got to get rid of it.
It's moving. Yep. It's moving. It's fast pace. And so we'll see how it goes. And again, you have to dribble with three dribbles, and you have to be in movement when you dribble, or it's called double dribble. You can't stay in the same spot. And goalies, we're going to need some keepers out there. So if there's some former soccer players that want to work on their keeping, it's a good way to come work on your keeping, because it's tough to stop this ball.
Yeah. Now, are you bringing in some officials? Or I know you've boned
no,
up on it. Are you
going
to officiate
it? I've been working on it and learning the sure. things to it. And plus that helps keep, you know, costs down for the first year. We want to try to keep it down.
Yeah, so. I highly suggest this, folks. It's so fun to watch, and it's got to be a blast to play. So I really hope this takes off.
I do, too.
All right. What else you got going on?
The next thing we'll have coming up starting on Thursday evening, starting Thursday, September 21st, is our annual fall slow pitch softball. We play it at Monmouth Park. It's $300 per team. We've worked on some new things of giving teams doubleheaders that come from out of town. We try to give them a doubleheader at least once or twice the session, so that they're able to enjoy the game. And we just love slow pitch softball, or I do. I know you like fast pitch, but
right.
since there isn't any,
get into that.
Slow
right,
pitch,
right, right.
Slow
we tried.
Pitch is a lot of fun. And ours is adult slow pitch. Anybody over the age of 18 or 14 with your parents' permission, as long as you're in high school, you can play in our slow pitch league. So it's something we're very excited about. We usually get anywhere from 5 to 7 teams in the fall, and it's a good time. You know, you're out there the week before Thanksgiving in the championship game, and it's 17 degrees, and you got Carhartts on,
yep.
and or you can be the first week in September and or. The first game in September and have it be 95
wearing
degrees.
Wearing shorts.
So we're very excited about it. And we usually draw teams from all over. I've already had a commitment from a team from Bushnell and two teams from Galesburg and a team from Monmouth. And
there's not a ton of fall leagues around. So
no, there's not. And plus ours is all about the fun and the fundamentals. We really have a good time out there. And the umpire's pretty nice too. So. And then leading after that, starting October 17th, after we're done with team handball, we will start with our fall basketball league. We have a 5-man basketball league at the Armory. It's now been going for, this is our 15th year, and we're really excited about that. We always get players from all over. We get players as far as Peoria, Kewaunee, and we really enjoy our league. We had a team this summer came over from Burlington, and the local team that usually wins won the first place in the league, but they lost in the championship to Burlington. So it's kind of neat to get new blood in and get people coming. And sometimes people come in and they think the league is going to be easy, and they find out in a hurry that we got a lot of good talent.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of good talent. And I think that's why our league keeps going, is because the level of play that we have is sometimes you'll lose your first two games and you got to go find out. You got to go get some more. You got to go find some
15
more.
Years. I played in, I Pretty sure it's probably near the beginning. I played in a couple years, two or three years early.
Yeah, we
on.
Used to have it at the Y, and then we moved it to Armory because it got too big, and we needed a place for the kids to be able to play and so forth. So that's $250 a team, based on 10 people on a roster. It's pretty cheap. $250. You can't even rent a movie for $250 a week anymore.
You're right.
We usually play for 10 weeks, and then we have a tournament at the end of it. Then coming up on Thursday nights in October, we will have a open gym on Thursday, October 5th and 12th for teams to practice, for adult co-ed volleyball. And this has become a big league for us.
Yes.
Last year we had 14 teams. We have two different sides. We have the competitive side and we have the rec competitive side. So we give everybody a chance to play the game. And it will start with the league starting on October 19th. We'll start our league and be ready to go for volleyball. And like I say, it is a blast. It's only $100 a team. You can have either have four with one girl, or you can have six with three girls. We never let more than three guys play on the court at a time unless the other coach says, hey, that's no big deal. They can do that. So we get college teams, kids from the college to come out. We get retired volleyball players that love to come out and show off their stuff. And then you get the folks that just want to come out as a church, as a team, you know, as a family, and just play the game for fun.
Yeah, you said it exactly right. That league's getting pretty big.
Yes, I'm very pleased with it. We started with four teams back 14 years ago. We started with four teams, and it's grown. And I can't take any of the credit, because most of the credit goes to Don Mason, has helped me grow the league. He's been my volleyball coordinator for the last few years, and he's really helped me grow it. Because we've brought more competitiveness to the competitive side, and it's been a blast.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's on Thursday nights. Again, we'll have free open gyms for Thursday, October 5th and 12th for teams to practice from 7 to 9, and then the league starts on Thursday, October 19th, and it starts at 7 p.m., so please get your team signed up. We can only take 16 teams, so get signed up early.
Yeah, get it in there.
Then our last league, which doesn't seem possible, it's almost time to start, but we hold indoor soccer league on Sunday night. We usually have anywhere from 15 to 20 teams. They come from all over: Moline, Springfield, Beardstown, Kewaunee, Galesburg, Mount Pleasant, Iowa. They come from all over because not too many people host indoor leagues. With our diverse population that we have here, they love it. They enjoy coming in. It's a 5-on-5 league, 4 on the floor and a goalie. They really enjoy the sport. We started it 12 years ago. And again, I can't take all the credit for that. Felipe Arteaga came to me as a 15-year-old boy and said, we don't like playing in Galesburg because there's too many posts over at Hawthorne Center. There's too many posts in the way, and your gym would be perfect. Would you help me with this? And I'm like, sure, why
sure,
not? Well, now it's grown to one of our largest and biggest adult leagues that we have.
You're talking about something fun to watch, and that's this indoor soccer league, because the courts are smaller than obviously a big soccer, so footwork is so crucial. It's a lot of fun to watch those guys work the soccer ball.
And it's so fast-paced. The ball moves from side to side, and it's amazing how they'll be running full tilt and stop right before they hit the wall. You know, and the goalies are phenomenal, how much they can stop the ball from. Usually you're shooting from 18 yards, which is like 54 feet. These guys are shooting
from almost right up on you. Yeah, they're almost right up on you. Amazing.
8 feet. And again, it starts Sunday nights. We will have the first league begins at October 29th. Deadline for that one is October 22nd. And we're limited to 14 to 20 teams in that, because we can only play 7 games a night because we don't start till 4 o'clock. And I need to go home and go to bed by midnight. So, but we are very pleased with the folks that we get in that league. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not on a team, if you want to get on a team for any of these sports, give me a call at the Y at 734-3183, or you can call my cell phone at 309-221-5276, and we will try to put you on one of these teams. And do remember, team handball starts September 12th with a free clinic to learn the rules and the fundamentals. And then we will start that league as a pickup league. You just come, we'll put you on a team, see what everybody thinks of this. And then if it works well, we might come back with another one in the spring and have another, and then they can put their own teams together and so forth. Or we can keep it as a pickup league.
Yeah.
Pickup leagues are becoming very popular because sometimes you can't count on all those teammates to get there, but you want to play, so you want to get there. So
that's a great idea. That's a great way to start it. And I really hope that takes off because it's so fun to watch on TV. It's got to be even more fun to play in person.
And the other need, it's ageless.
Right.
I mean, you can be 14, you can be 55 and play that game because there's not a lot of end-to-end, you know,
exactly,
running, especially since we're shortening and playing on a college basketball court instead of the 131 by 65-foot.
If you get tired,
normally play
rotate into goalie.
Yep.
Take a little break and just kind of rotate goalie and get in and out of there and take a break.
Yep.
All right. Tom, thank you so much. Always something going on. I don't know when you sleep. You talked about sleeping by midnight. I don't know when you sleep.
One more thing. I'm going to put a pitch out there for Trey Chandler, our youth sports director. He's starting a Monday evening, 3-on-3 junior high school basketball league. So get out to the Y, get more information. I think it's going to start that first full week in September. He's really excited about it, trying to get more things to do for our junior high and high school youth.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.